This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Monday, May 20th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Ticket sales for this year's Indianapolis 500 are trending ahead of last year, which at 330,000 was the largest crowd since the 350,000 that attended the 100th running in 2016. But what does that mean for the local television blackout, which was lifted for the 100th running? IndyCar CEO Mark Miles.
We'll know it when we see it, right? We just keep selling and we see how, where we end up. I'm sure it's conceivable. It's not a gimme putt, but there's really good seats available, and we hope that people will keep making plans to come out, and then we'll see where we are just prior to the race.
Miles also said that they are close to a deal for a new television contract for IndyCar, with NBC and Fox being the presumed front runners. He said an announcement could be made in the coming weeks. Evansville-based Old National Bank and Indianapolis-based Elevance Health are included in this year's Civic 50 list from Atlanta-based not-for-profit Points of Light. The organization showcases how companies, quote, use their time, skills, and other resources to improve the quality of life in the communities where they do business. An 85-year-old cabinet manufacturer headquartered in Sellersburg is planning to close its doors this summer. In a notice to the state, Haas Cabinet Company said the closure will affect 119 workers. A specific reason for the closure was not provided, but Haas said the layoffs will take place in phases between June 27th and July 11th. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, we'll dive into each region's unique challenges and distinct opportunities for growth. 9 regions, 1 goal. Indiana's bold future starts here. Discover more and register at ibj.com/engage.
A Madison Circuit Court judge's repeated poor management practices, including missing entries and orders that led to the dismissal of 16 criminal cases, has drawn him a scathing rebuke and lengthy suspension from the state's highest court.
The Indiana Supreme Court on Friday suspended Judge Scott Norick 45 days without pay after an Indiana Commission on Judicial Qualifications investigation uncovered dozens of examples of judicial misconduct committed over a period of more than 2 years. In its opinion, the High Court noted that Norick engaged in judicial misconduct by failing to supervise his staff in the processing of orders, which resulted in him presiding over civil cases in which he or his son were the attorneys of record, erroneously issuing a change of custody order without giving the opposing party notice or an opportunity to respond, and failing to supervise his staff in the processing of criminal cases, which led to delays in issuing warrants, missing orders in chronological case summary entries, and involuntarily dismissing 16 criminal cases. Norick was elected judge of the Madison Circuit Court 5 in November 2020 and took office on January 1, 2021. The state's high court said the misconduct began the day Norick took office and continued through at least March 31, 2023. Norick's suspension begins June 3rd and ends July 18th. All justices concurred in the opinion except Jeffrey Slaughter, who felt more severe discipline was warranted. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Bloomington startup accelerator The Mill said Friday that the Bloomington Trades District will be home to a new office for Energy Sciences Network, a newly established networking and services provider for and funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. Energy Sciences Network connects 17 national laboratories and 28 user facilities in a high-performance network and facilitates big data scientific research. Researchers work on topics like advanced and emerging IP, high-speed optical networking, network automation, cybersecurity, as well as data measurement and analysis. New Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.